This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass lovebirds. Let's talk about shaking things up a bit. You know, ditching the whole goddamn wedding circus. Yeah, you feel me? That Pinterest perfect pressure can seriously suck it.
Oh, hell yes.
Preach. We're going deep today into the beautiful chaos of eloping on purpose. And our guide, the always on point Engaged AF magazine.
Because honestly, who needs those soul-crushing seating charts and the passive-aggressive drama from family members you haven't spoken to since, like, your childhood pet hamster died? Tragic, really.
Seriously, though. Eloping isn't about being cheap or scared. It's about taking back your power and flipping off the noise. It's about saying our love, our rules. Screw the expectations.
Damn right. It's a bold statement. Like, look at us. We're choosing to celebrate our love on our own terms. Forget the performative bullshit and the cookie-cutter wedding industrial complex. This is about raw, authentic connection.
So what does eloping on purpose really mean? It all starts with intention, right? Like, why the hell are you doing this? Engaged AF really nails it. It's about making a conscious choice to put your love front and center. Screw everyone else's expectations.
And you know what plays a huge role in that? Location, location, location. You gotta ditch the boring banquet halls and find a spot that makes your heart scream, hell yes. You're curating a backdrop that reflects your frickin' love story.
But, like, picture this. The courthouse steps, stone columns, city sounds.
Yeah.
You're rocking a killer outfit and some bold lipstick. That's not just a photo op. It's a statement piece. Or how about a hidden forest? Pine needles underfoot, ancient trees, sunlight filtering through the leaves. It's like stepping into a fairy tale.
And oh my God, the mountaintop vibes, the climb, the sweat, the breathtaking view. And then you exchange vows with the whole world spread out beneath you. It's epic. It's powerful. It's a physical representation of your commitment.
And let's not forget the backyard charm, string lights, grandma's garden, your dog wearing a bow tie. It's so real, so personal. And it's a beautiful middle finger to anyone who thinks you need a fancy venue to make your wedding special.
Now let's talk photos, because even though you're ditching the big show, you still want to remember this shit. And Engaged AF drops some serious truth bombs with their photog tip from the pros. It's all about the lighting, baby.
Seriously, listen up. They basically yell, N-O noon sun. Harsh shadows, unflattering angles. It's a recipe for disaster. But overcast skies, that's the secret sauce for some seriously sexy photos. And golden hour. Pure magic, soft diffused light, dreamy and romantic as hell. The midday sun creates harsh, direct light, leading to stark shadows that can obscure features and feel less romantic. Overcast days provide a naturally diffused light, which is much softer and more flattering. Golden hour, the period shortly after sunrise and before sunset, offers a warm, directional light that adds a beautiful glow and depth.
Because you deserve photos that capture the raw emotion of the day.
Mm.
The tears, the laughter, the love that's practically radiating off of you.
And can we just obliterate this ridiculous myth that eloping is somehow less than? Engaged AF says it best. Small does not equal less. Small equals powerful as fuck.
Preach. It's not about what you're not doing. It's about the intensity, the experience, the intimacy, the freedom to truly be yourselves. Without an audience, you can be vulnerable. You can let your emotions run wild.
Think about it. You can write vows that make you both sob uncontrollability. You can have your first dance in the middle of a goddamn field under the stars. You can toast with whatever the hell you want. Milkshakes, anyone. It's about creating moments that are truly yours, not some generic wedding script.
And speaking of ditching the script, let's talk rituals. This is where you can really get creative. Engaged AF has some awesome ideas, like writing letters to each other. Building a playlist that's the soundtrack to your love, planting a tree together.
You could even bury a bottle of bourbon and dig it up on your anniversary.
Right.
Or just find a beautiful spot and scream your lungs out together. Release all that pent-up stress and excitement.
It's about finding rituals that resonate with you, that have meaning and significance for your relationship.
But there's one thing you absolutely cannot skimp on. And Engaged AF is very clear about this. Do not skimp on photos. I repeat, do not skimp on photos.
For real, this is your legacy. These photos are how you'll remember this day, how you'll share your story with your kids and grandkids one day. So hire a professional, someone who knows how to capture the raw beauty of your elopement.
They even suggest doing a post-ceremony interview. Just the two of you talking about how you're feeling, why you chose to elope, what this day means to you. That's some seriously powerful stuff.
Okay, now what about the party? Because sometimes you still want to celebrate with your loved ones, right? And eloping doesn't mean you can't have a party. It just means you can separate the party from the ceremony.
Exactly. The pressure is off.
Yeah.
You're already married. So you can have a chill backyard barbecue or a fancy dinner party or whatever the hell you want. It's a celebration on your own terms.
They even tell a story about this couple who eloped at sunrise and then surprised all their friends with a party that night. And you know what they said? They felt hot and free. That's the vibe we're going for.
So let's wrap this up with the ultimate truth bomb. Eloping isn't a cop-out. It's a goddamn upgrade. It's about choosing intimacy over spectacle. It's about prioritizing your love and your connection above everything else.
And if anyone tries to tell you that it's selfish or wrong, just tell them to fuck right off. You're not depriving anyone of anything. You're giving yourselves the gift of a truly meaningful and authentic wedding day. So you mentioned feeling overwhelmed by the thought of a big wedding, and that's exactly what Engaged AF addresses.
And hey, if you're feeling a little lost or overwhelmed, Engaged AF magazine has tons of resources to help you plan your perfect elopement, checklists, video templates, even a permission slip to give yourself the go-ahead to do things your own way.
So remember this. You're not breaking the rules. You're rewriting them. You're creating a wedding experience that's uniquely yours, and that's pretty damn badass.
It's not about what you're missing. It's about what you're gaining. A day filled with intention, intimacy, and pure unadulterated love.
So here's the question I want you to ask yourselves. What would it feel like to have a wedding day where your only job was to love each other hard and soak in every single moment? What traditions could you happily set on fire to make your wedding day truly yours? Think about it.
Think about it.
All right, you gorgeous rule breakers, go forth and elope your asses off.
Eloping on purpose. It's not just a trend, it's a revolution.
Peace out.
See.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.